Oklahoma's getting in? Because let's be honest, the country does not want to see Utah in the college football playoff. It's Utah.
I got news for you. Oklahoma ain't going to be any better.
Well, they may not be any better, but they're going to look a lot better.
Whoever gets in at four, congratulations. You made the college football playoff. You will have no impact on the playoffs.
Okay.
I get told in Larkin, nobody, I would bet any amount you want to bet, no one goes through the South undefeated. I just don't see it happening. So, which means we got a shot. I think we were 0-2 last year coming out of the gate. And so there's a lot of football left.
The one loss this season, they couldn't finish these kinds of spots off with Moss hurt. On third and goal, they put it in his hands. He cuts it back and gets in. Touchdown, Utah. This time they've got number two, and he pays it off.
Simpkins in motion, third and four. Wide open. That's Keithy again, and he slipped the tackle. He could take it to the house. Touchdown.
And he turns it, makes him pay for that lack of technique and execution and defense.
Montez in trouble, going to be taken down. Bradley Anai on the sack. No surprise, he is one sack shy of the career Utah lead.
Well, it's very difficult to get back here to, you know, answer the second part of your question. It's, you know, running the gauntlet of a 9-game Pac-12 schedule is not easy. And of course, we started out, you know, far from the ideal situation, losing that first one where we had to run the table the rest of the way. And so it was a long, hard road, but our guys persevered and continued to work and continued to stay focused and continued to just attack them one at a time. And that's really the only way you can do it. Well, that was something that our returning seniors adopted. That wasn't anything that was, you know, manufactured by the coaching staff or anything. And so they just, you know, what it is basically saying is we got there last year to the championship game and weren't able to get over the, you know, get the win. And so now we get another chance this year. And, you know, the message is let's try to finish and have a chance to win the whole thing, which we do right now. We're in position for it. But like I said, we got a good opponent.
Here we go, folks. We're about, 4 hours away from kickoff. Utah, Oregon, Pac-12 championship game coming tonight.
PK joined us live from the casino, from Santa Clara, and told us... told us the weather is not as bad as maybe previously thought.
But we shall see.
He said it was overcast.
We'll continue to keep our eyes on the storm there live at Santa Clara.
You're positive he went to Santa Clara, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was Santa Ana. Santa Ana. That's the horse track, right?
Yeah, that's the horse track. Mm. I hope that he's not there. Sounded like he was stuck in the Vegas airport, what it sounded like to me. Maybe a place, extended layover.
I don't know. A place was hopping wherever he was.
Yeah,
at.
It was. But... Scotty, so many things to be excited about tonight. And people have asked me, what do I think it comes down to? I think that this game comes down to Tyler Huntley. This game comes down to how Tyler Huntley decided to prepare, how he decides to perform. Because we know Moss is going to give us what Moss gives us. This offensive line has shown enough that they're going to give you what they're going to give you. They're going to give you some pocket. They're going to give you some solid blocking presence. They're going to do their thing. We know what this defense is going to do. What have we seen in the one quarter in Colorado in the game against USC? What did we see where this team got off track? Huntley rushing.
Yep.
Huntley getting out of sorts and leaving the pocket.
Could that be a possibility tonight?
No.
I don't think so.
There are no chances.
The problem is you saw it a little bit, though, against Colorado. That's the only thing that makes me think that there might be a situation. But
you brought up this point. I'll give you full credit for it. Coming back on a Monday, you said the one thing I take from this is this gives you a quarter of wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. You got everything you needed, convincing victory, a victory, but you also got enough things on tape to show, hey, look, that was Colorado. Colorado's not good. And that's what they did to you in the first quarter. If you play like that, you do that against Oregon, you're down 17-0 after the first quarter.
We can't come out of the first quarter 0-0 because it won't be 0-0. If you do what you did against Colorado in the first quarter, you're going to come out of that quarter 7-0, maybe 10-0.
Yep.
You're going to give Oregon short fields, and you're going to give them too many opportunities. So I don't want to see that kind of stuff. I don't want to see Huntley get outside of what he's been asked to do from Coach Ludwig. And to your point, all they got to do is go back and watch the first quarter and say, yep, this bad. And then forward to the second quarter and go, this good. Do this. Don't do that. Stay in the pocket. Deliver the ball. Don't run.
Film can be a simple thing sometimes.
It absolutely can.
That, don't do that. This,
do that.
Do that.
See how you threw it to Brent Keithy on time, in stride, and you kept your head downfield? That's a 3rd and 12 that you hit.
Yeah.
Now, what happened on this 3rd and 2? Or it was a 4th and 2. Was it a 3rd and 2?
I thought it was, I want to say it was 3rd and short.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
What happened here? We got Dixon coming on a crossing route. What? Just drop that off. Don't try to run for this. Just drop it off. Drop it to your weapons. I know he loves his team. Yeah. You know, when you talk to Huntley, he just oozes love for his team. Loves everybody, you know, and he praises everybody. So, you know what, Tyler? Trust him. Trust him and let them do the hard work. And you'll be all right.
Yep.
It comes down to Huntley.
I also look at the ability of Oregon. Can Oregon throw the ball? Because, and I thought, you know, you look at the games in which Utah struggled a bit defensively. They gave up a bunch of yards to USC, lost that game. Washington State early threw the ball fairly well against Utah before they put the clamps down. Washington early in that first quarter was able to throw the ball up and down the field a little bit on Utah, and then Utah clamped it down. Can Herbert, and I know that you're down on him right now, does he get out of his slump and does he start to sling it a little bit? Because I think that Oregon will score some points tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be a 41-7. I think it'll be a, I can't remember what I said yesterday, like a 28-14 game.
And I said 38-20.
Yeah.
Now, depending on the weather, I'll keep the margin. I'll keep the 18-point margin. I might drop it a little bit and go, you know, something a little bit lower, but I'm going to keep that 3-score margin.
Yeah, it's about right.
But the point total might come down a bit depending on what the weather is. But I'm saying Oregon puts up 20, but that might even be lofty.
Yeah,
that might be giving them a little bit too much. It may be something more along the lines of 13-25.
Yeah.
Or in that range.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
13-28.
You know what? And I think that, frankly, I don't see the weather. And you brought up a really good point. I think you mentioned this during the break. I don't think rain slows this game down. Oregon plays in rain all the time. They should be able to be fine. What really concerns me in this game, if I'm Oregon, is the wind. And frankly, for both sides too. But, I mean, Tyler Huntley's averaging only anywhere between 18 to 22 passing attempts a game. It's not like he's slinging at 35 to 40 a game. They're a run-oriented team. They set up the pass off of the run, and Huntley's been just deadly accurate all year long. I mean, he hasn't thrown more than 6 incomplete passes in a game since maybe the USC game. I mean, he has just been ridiculous with his accuracy because it's all predicated on running football. You'll be able to run the football tonight.
And then the other thing that you always throw in there, Scotty, I always go against it in the over-unders, is a defensive or special team score. And they're number one in the country in defensive and special team scores.
Yeah.
So they're going to get 7 points somewhere else in the championship.
Yeah.
There's a high likelihood they get 7 points somewhere else.
Even if it's just a short field created by...
Correct.
Yeah.
If it's a reverse field, they down it inside the two, they're stopped on a three and out. Oregon punts to the 45. They get it just at the 50 or just inside, and you get something generated off that. Special teams or defense is going to give you a minimum of 7 points tonight. So, and then you got to make sure that you collapse on Oregon special teams because their return game is solid. But the more I look at this game and analyze it, the more I feel confident that it's in Utah's hands. They just can't hand it over.
And by the way, just to kind of set the scene, if Utah does win this game tonight, what you want to see tomorrow? First off, you need to see, this is the biggest one, this is in order of priority of what needs to happen for Utah. This is assuming Utah wins a game tonight. Number one priority, LSU has to beat Georgia. That's your A number one issue right there. Mm-hmm. LSU beats Georgia. If Georgia beats LSU, you're out of the playoff.
It's rigged.
Won't happen. Lloyd thinks it's rigged. Thinks the SEC is going to, wink, wink, find a way for Georgia to win that game so that they get two in. Because if Georgia beats LSU, they're getting in. We argued a little bit about this, and I know it's spilled over on Twitter. Utah fans are arguing. My personal opinion, and again, I'm not, you got to be careful. This is conjecture. We're all just kind of guessing here. Even if Clemson loses to Virginia, I still think Clemson's in. Even if Ohio State loses, I still think Ohio State's in. Like, I think that that's just kind of how it's going to play out. But yeah, you're looking at LSU, Ohio State, and you're looking at LSU as locks. Who's going to get that four spot?
And then Oklahoma, Baylor.
You would love to see Baylor beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I don't think, and I know there's some people concerned about Baylor leapfrogging Utah. That's not going to happen. Won't happen. So those are your two things. The first one is essential. The second one, I don't think you have to see happen, but it would sure be nice if it did.
Okay, so you and I differ slightly in the thought of Clemson. I think it's going to make it really tough on the selection committee to put Clemson in if they lose to Virginia.
Yeah.
I think that you could see Oklahoma and Utah both get an opportunity if Clemson loses. Now, Scotty,
you've been down on Clemson all year too.
The ACC in general, just the strength of the ACC schedule.
But you've mentioned if Clemson and Utah plays right now, you think Utah beats Clemson?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think they're a better team than Clemson, and that's Clemson, and that's why I'd like to see Clemson lose to Virginia and not get a shot.
Yeah,
I've had Clemson fans after me for not pronouncing the P in Clemson.
There's a P in Clemson.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not kidding you. I've been hound dog.
It's just Clemson.
Don't say Clemson.
Hey, guess what? Clemson, 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 Clemson.
Okay, you got to put the P in.
There's no P in it. Clemson.
Clemson.
Clemson. I've never heard of Clemson before.
People on Twitter have been attacking me for saying Clemson.
Hey, Twitter, knock it off. It's Clemson.
That's what I thought, too. But I want to see them lose because I'm sick of their fans saying it's Clemson.
And I also
think that Utah's a better team. So I think that could be a huge boost if you did see.
I thought you were making fun of them when you kept saying Clemson.
Clemson. That's how they want me to pronounce it.
I think people are just having fun with you.
Are you being serious? You think that a Clemson fan?
I think somebody's gonna be like, hey, next up, you're saying Alabama wrong. It's Alabama. And you're like, okay.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Anyways, then I'll just say Clemson. I'll say it the way I want to say it, Clemson.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see them get a shot at that 14 playoff. I think Utah's a better team, and I think Oklahoma is potentially a better team. Oh, I know how
there's
it's.
No P.
Yeah, there's no P in there.
No, I know.
I know, but they're forcing me to say a P in there. Clemson. And then as far as the Oklahoma-Utah situation, if they both won, if Utah and Oklahoma won their championship games 35-13.
Yeah.
Both of them won 35-13.
Yeah.
Exact same score. I think Oklahoma gets the nod. Sadly.
Yeah.
I think they get the nod. They finished with two ranked teams, and the committee is going to go back and drill holes in the non-ranked opponents that Utah's faced. Well, they played Colorado and beat Colorado. They were dominant throughout. Yeah, but did they beat two ranked opponents, Oklahoma State and Baylor? And Baylor's a higher ranked opponent in the championship game than Oregon and Oklahoma. Even though Oklahoma hasn't had any success in their three trips to the college football playoffs, they haven't won a game. in the college football playoffs.
Hey, by the way, I'm just thinking out loud here, and Lloyd, jump in on this. So Sunday morning at 10 a.m., I believe, is when the college football playoff poll will be announced, or college football playoff will be announced.
Sunday at 10.
Do we wait?
By the way, I've
do
got...
we wait until after?
Yes.
Before we do the 100%. Morning after, but then do we wait and then do we do another one later in the day when we find out? I know BYU is going to Hawaii, but we'll find out who BYU is playing, and then we'll find out where Utah State's going too. So should we do two morning after podcasts, or should we just wait until way later in the afternoon to do one?
I say let's just do it like at 6 p.m.
Just do one
and
six
call minutes. It the evening after.
The evening after. That's you sounded.
Doesn't weird. Really have the same the ring.
Evening after.
By the way,
you got to catch that stuff in the morning.
Our local ACC honk, Jake Scott, agrees that it is Clemson with no P. No P. They're messing with you.
He's saying that it's Clemson?
Yeah, people Clemson. Are having, they're messing with you.
People are having fun at your expense.
All right. Well,
Clemson, there's no P.
Then.
Now you really want them to lose, don't you?
To the person that tweeted at me and said it's Ohio.
Stop it.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. We're live here at Payne Anthony Creative Jewelers. And we need to really emphasize the creative part, because if you have a design or you've just been sketching a ring, doodling something you thought looked cool, or if your wife saw something on Pinterest that you like, you can come down here and you guys can help make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we love to do. That's our favorite thing. We more than half of what goes out our door are things that we've custom made. One-of-a-kind piece. And the nicest thing is for, like, a bride. She'll have her ring notice, and she'll be able to tell her friends that she designed it because she's part of it. Yeah. And she'll sketch it with us. We'll put it up on a – we'll do a CAD drawing of it and have them come in and help and participate all the way through. So they feel like it really is theirs.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
and you found that women actually would rather be a part of that.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah, they want to be involved for sure. They'll come in with – so many Pinterest pictures.
Yeah.
You have no
and
idea.
Ideas.
And it's fun. I mean, it's really enjoyable to do. We love it.
Your designers have fun doing that?
Oh, yeah. Seriously, that's what we live for.
I also know you were telling me a story about it was a grandma and I think a granddaughter.
It was the mom came in, and she is using her mom's and her grandmother's diamonds from their wedding rings. And she's putting them in a necklace for herself and her daughter. And we're making that right now.
Oh, wow. That's really neat.
It's great. So there'll be diamonds, to tie the two together. It's going to be a great piece.
Just a suggestion to our listeners out there. Some guys, they do have some heirlooms.
Yeah.
And whether that heirloom would be specific to their wife or their daughter or something that they could remake, rebuild, or repurpose
mm-hmm.
and then give that to them as a gift, then you've got the whole gambit of giving.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, to me, one of the great things about what I do every day, what we do here at our store, is we make something become more valuable than what it began. I mean, my dad never wore a wedding ring. If he had a $20 ring, it would be worth $1 million to me. I can never wear my dad's ring because he never had one. So when somebody's worn something, it becomes very, very valuable. And so if you have a ring that belonged to somebody and the diamonds are sitting in the drawer, bring them in and we'll use that. It'll save you money and it means more to you than a new ring will mean.
I love that.
Yep.
It really is impressive too. And it's Christmas time. They're a great opportunity to come down regardless of what your budget is. Chances are you're going to find something from, $70
exactly.
to right. $7,000.
Yeah, you can go crazy, but we do. And I mentioned earlier, we bought some beautiful handmade Italian pieces. Bernardi is the designer, and bracelets, necklaces, earrings, sterling silver, they're beautiful. Just got them yesterday. I have 30 new pieces.
Wow. And you got this bracelet here, too, for $400. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful bracelet that we're giving away. It's, you've got until 3 o'clock, I guess, right? So about a half hour to come in. So please come in and see us. Come visit. This is a bracelet that wraps around the wrist 3 or 4 times and has 5 black Tahitian pearls on it. It's a nice piece. It'll be worn all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Come down here, Payne Anthony Jewelers here in Trolley Square. Love for you to come down, check out the place, and we still got more jazz gear. I got a bunch of hats left. You want them? Come down and get them. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Lincoln Kennedy, Pac-12 Networks. So you got Paul Feinbaum sitting on ESPN saying, let's be honest, the country does not want to see Utah in the college football playoff. Is that just a bunch of noise out there in the media that doesn't matter? Or people think that and he's just the only one willing to say it out loud?
People like Paul Feinbaum, who's nothing more to me than an Alabama apologist. He probably has the opinion of a lot of people out there who just don't know Pac-12 football.
Well, you're a big dude, Lincoln, obviously. Why don't you get real close to Feinbaum, just kind of stand.
Oh, trust me, I've been trying for a while. I mean, I really wanted to slap that little bald-ass head for a while, folks.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Amazing.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, time for another edition of Sports Roulette.
I went to the movies last night, and I went to Dark Water. And
is that a shark movie? Sounds like a shark movie.
No, unless you consider attorney sharks.
Oh, well, some of them are.
I would say that this one is more scary than any shark movie I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what corporate America can do to you.
Yeah. And it has done to all of us.
When they run amok.
And it has done to all of us. It is really. I'll tell you this. You're going to leave that movie, go right home, rip all the carpet out of your house, and throw away any pan that you have that might have Teflon. We're going to cast iron on everything. No more Teflon on anything. And we're taking all the carpet out of our home.
Oh, really?
Yep. The movie's kind of changed the way we see the world as parents. Basically, we're letting our kids roll around on cancer-causing agents.
Carpet will cause cancer?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the protective coat that they put on carpet. Well,
that's true.
Yeah, but they do floors and tile. They do grout cleaning. And they're amazing at that.
Yeah.
And by the way, they use an empowered water. So that's what makes them amazing.
Zero resified.
I love those guys.
I know.
It really is. It's a natural way to clean, and it's the best in the business. But I'm going to take the carpet out and I'll just have them come clean grout.
Are you okay?
Grout
wait,
doesn't cause cancer.
And all right. And by the way, they do a great job on grout. With that said, like, are you being serious? You're really going to rip out all your carpet?
I'm really considering it, man. Like, no, I'm not being serious. It'd cost me too much.
Do you have, like, money you just want to light on fire? You're talking about ripping out all your carpet and putting hardwood and tile and buying a home in Florence. Are you just, you hate money?
Coming from the guy that has an industrial-sized snowblower, I think you ought to calm it down.
You know what? Leave
there.
My snowblower out of this, because I'm not just flaunting Florence out there all the time.
Hans isn't floating out Florence.
No.
We talked. I asked him one time where he'd like to retire.
Yeah, and I said I'd love to retire in Florence or
Italy.
And I'm seriously looking at buying a home in Florence.
And I would have Lloyd bring his industrial-sized snowblower and clear my driveway.
So you're just going to pay me to do that?
You're going
to
hire
Lloyd. You really do hate money. I'm going to hire Lloyd to snowblow.
If you want to see like a real horror film, go see Dark Water.
By the way, middle of December, Florence, Oregon, it's middle of the day, 53 degrees.
Yeah, no, it's just
you
it's
can
gorgeous.
Live with that.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. That to me is perfect weather, between 48 and 55.
How hot do you think it
gets?
Get
Daddy more.
If I could find somewhere
in the 70s, 80s.
If I could find somewhere that is somewhere between 80
and 60 all year round, bam, I'm there.
You don't like under 60?
I mean, I'll give you 50.
Okay.
80 and 50. I'm good.
Well, that's Florence, not Italy.
It's quite hot in Florence, Italy.
Yeah, it does. I've heard.
Tell you what, when I was...
And the food's greasy.
When I was in Paris, way hot.
This is just turning into a big money battle. Lloyd's flaunting his snowblower. You're flaunting your Paris trip.
I'm not buying a house in Paris.
Go see Dark Water, Scotty. It'll change the way you look at Teflon.
You know what? That's the problem. Like, some of those movies, like, I don't want to see it. I like, you know, I kind of like ignorance to a certain extent. Like, ignorance is bliss a little bit.
No, I understand that point.
But, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good show.
It is a great movie. Ruffalo's incredible in it.
All right. Take your final break. Come back. Get you ready for the big show next. 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is Tony Parks and Austin Horton.
Coach Lou is in the house. Before we preview the games this weekend, we had a listener tweet in a question for you. He wants to know, where would you rank Kyle Whittingham next to Kyle Willingham and Ty Whittingham?
I think it's a really great question because I think Willingham really got a raw deal for all those years, and then finally Utah showed that he could be something great, and he's turned that team into something great. So I don't think there's any doubt that Kyle Willingham is easily one of the best coaches in the entire country, and I think Washington made a big mistake, and now their coach just quit on him. I think it's absolute karma.
Tony Parks and Austin Horton, weekdays from 10 to noon on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let him see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever
come back. 97.5, 1280, The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Wrapping up another edition of the show. All right. We made our picks yesterday. What was your score?
38-20.
You coming off that at all?
No, I'm going to stick with it.
I think I said, what, 28-14, 28-17? I think I'll stick with that as well. I don't know if Utah breaks 30 tonight. I think the weather might have a little bit to do with it. I think Oregon's frankly going to have a little bit to do with it. Red zone offenses for both teams. These are both two elite level red zone defenses. Utah just doesn't allow people into the red zone, period.
Yeah.
Although when they do allow a higher percentage of touchdowns scored in the red zone than Oregon does. Oregon, however, teams have gotten into the red zone, but they're only allowing touchdowns 33% of the time. Who scores touchdowns, who kicks field goals in the red zone is going to be a big key in this game.
Utah has given up 9 total touchdowns on the season. Oregon has given up 12 total touchdowns. But to Scotty's point, Oregon has allowed 36 red zone attempts. Utah has only allowed 20.
I know, it's crazy.
So allowing 16 more attempts, but keeping the percentage of touchdown to field goal at a lesser. So they've allowed 15 field goals, and Utah has only given up 5 field goals on the year. That's a bizarre number, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've only given up 5 field goals.
That's really bizarre.
Really tough to score on Utah. And I might be giving Oregon too much credit with 17 points. You know, it really could be an Oregon 3 or 7-point performance tonight. But every way I try to slice this game, it comes out Utah winning in pretty much every different way I slice it. The only way Oregon wins is if they win the turnover battle and Utah can't get things contained on the special team side of things. And Herbert shows up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect from Herbert. How do I watch 3 games with Herbert and come out of that thinking, this guy, who is this guy?
No. All right, that wraps it up for us. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Steve's hanging out with us once again. And, Steve, here's the thing, you know, and we've talked about having a guy. You always want a guy. And Steve can certainly – look, you've been the guy for 40 years. and so there's been a lot of people that have trusted you. And trust is really important because this – you know, for some people, this is a – you know, when you're getting engaged or if you're just looking for a gift, you're trusting – that person to deliver a gift that's going to make you a hero when you get engaged or on Christmas morning.
You don't want any surprises.
Exactly. No. And you guys can help walk people through the process.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I would hope that your listeners would understand. I mean, really, you're not in business for, you know, 40 plus years. unless you've tried to treat people well. Yeah. I mean, we certainly are absolutely honest with people. You can completely trust us. You know, and we may make a mistake now and then, not often, but we make it right. Everybody's happy.
Because, you know, you walk in, and frankly, I'll just admit, if I didn't know you personally, mm-hmm. or if I didn't know anything about Payne Anthony, and I walked in here, I'd be a bit intimidated. But you know what? You do a great job just immediately at setting people
up. He does.
Yeah, we want you to feel awesome. Like you walked in the front door at my house,
yeah.
sat down on my couch at home. That's how we want you to feel. We don't want you to be any hurry to come in and out. We want to get to know you, ask questions about your family. It's what we enjoy to do. It's very important.
The last thing I want to talk about, because we've really talked about these colored stones, but one thing we forget is just the selection of diamonds.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you, Hans. And that's true. We have talked because we have such beautiful colored gems and rare things that nobody else has in Salt Lake, but also a huge selection of a little bit different, you know, diamond earrings, for instance. This morning I counted 110 diamond earrings in the store. All different sizes of hoops, some dangles, I mean, some studs, obviously. But again, simple things that she can wear every day, but they're a little bit different than what you're going to see everywhere. So she'll open the package and have something different than she's ever seen. I'll just, you know, just be kind of corny again. Every Christmas morning, my wife's last package that she opens is from Payne Anthony. And I just take a minute every morning and think, it's Christmas morning, and think all over the valley. There's people that are opening the last package. It's probably from Payne Anthony Jewelers.
That's awesome.
It's a great feeling.
Well, yeah, that's right. You're the showstopper.
Well, you hope so.
Yeah. You know, you're the closing act of Christmas morning.
100%. It would be.
It's quite a feeling.
The other thing, too, that is just amazing, because, you know, this store has such a great reputation of fine jewelry. You don't see 20% off happen very often, and you've been kind enough to offer that to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks again for mentioning how rare that is, because it isn't. I mean, you hear 50% off jewelry all year long, but it's a different type of jewelry. It's our pieces are custom made, they're handmade, and there's not that kind of a margin. So we can only do 20% off at this time of year, and we're thrilled to offer that to the Zone family.
Stop by here, Payne Anthony Jewelers, Creative Jewelers, 329 Trolley Square. You know where it's at, right? Just directly below the old Spaghetti Factory. But please stop by. Again, we're wrapping things up. How long can they take advantage of the 20%?
We're going to do it through the whole season.
Oh,
even we have a great business the week after Christmas as well. There's a lot of people that are so busy, and then after it slows down, and then they can come in together and really spend some time. So all the way through the end of December.
Come on down here. Take advantage of it right now. And I think we'll be hanging out a little bit later on here in the next week or so.
Yeah, we're going to see you the week before Christmas.
Very good, man.
Going to be here on the 18th.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're live here at Payne Anthony Creative Jewelers. Big show coming up next. Remember, pregame show for Utah and Oregon begins at 5 o'clock. Nobody will have this game covered better than Frank Dolce, Jake Scott, and some guy named Hans Olsen.
That's me.
Go Utes.
97.5, 1280 The Zone.